Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Shakespeare, he was the first one to use it in The Merchant of Venice. That's where it came from, the green-eyed monster.
Okay. Thank you for the history lesson.
That was, it's
I'll make a
Raven.
Mental note of that.
We were talking about this because they just released a list of the top five things that people are jealous of. And jealousy is obviously a human emotion, and many people have it. But I was wondering, I'm like, where does the term green-eyed monster come from? Because they use that reference when talking about jealousy. And now we know it's from Shakespeare.
I had no idea. I mean, I had heard the term, just never heard it that way. But Okay, so now I understand. What are you jealous of?
Well, that's what I find so fascinating is I'm looking at this and the top five things that people are in general jealous of.
Mm-hmm.
My number one thing is definitely not in there. Number five is of careers, somebody's career.
Right. So somebody is successful. You see that whether you think they're lucky or whatever, we project that on them. Right.
Number four is happiness. Just general. Like even if they have a bad day, they bounce back and they're always happy. We have a boss like that. He is always happy.
Oh my gosh.
He's always happy.
And some days it's so infuriating. To be honest, all right? Just would you frown?
But I wouldn't. I'm not jealous of that. I admire it more than anything.
I just don't know how you get there. That's the thing. I feel like he's like a monk or Batman or something. I don't know.
Number three that most people are jealous of is people's social skills. They have a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. They're very likable. They can like walk into a room and just start a conversation.
That one I get because people do get very nervous about that type of stuff.
Number two, intelligence. People maybe that can read words like intelligence.
Somebody that might be smarter than the way I'm talking. Right.
People that are naturally smart.
I can't get the words out.
Sometimes, actually, I'll be honest, I didn't think about it, but sometimes I'm jealous because Raven can retain information like it's nothing. You can remember facts from things that you read like 3 weeks ago, and for me, it doesn't come naturally like that.
Yeah, it depends, though, really, on the things down. It depends on the stuff, and sometimes I just say something with the utmost confidence, and you know, it's not accurate
making
at all.
It up, right?
But I just brazenly, you know, rush ahead.
And the number one thing that people are jealous of is wealth. People that have a lot more money, which I guess is a no-brainer. And when it comes to jealousy, what is jealousy?
It's a constellation of emotions ranging from fear of loss and anxiety to anger, sadness, and humiliation. Jealousy is commonly seen among siblings who compete for their parents' attention, as well as in friendships and romantic relationships.
Okay.
What accent is that? I'm trying to place that one. That's a little bit. Is that South African?
It was very nice, though.
If you say it with an accent, it makes the bad news better. It's like a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah.
That old remedy.
I've never saw sibling rivalry like I see with my toddler, Dakota. She's two. And my almost 12-year-old daughter, Hayden.
Well, you wouldn't think because there's so much age difference.
Yeah,
right.
But Dakota gets jealous of Hayden. The little one, not the big one or the little one, but the little one or the big one. It's actually fascinating because who would think of that? You know, that she would be jealous of her big sister, but she is.
Yeah. As far as jealousy for me, I'm a little bit older now, so things have changed. Wealth was one thing back in the day. Vacation homes. Right now, vacation homes are cabins. Now, here's the thing. Younger, right? I never wanted to go to your dumpy timeshare or your vacation home or whatever that just had a pool down at the spot. I'd be like, I want to be in the Caribbean or something. I want to be somewhere fancy, Miami or something like that. But now that I'm older and now that we have current conditions, all I want is a place to escape to that has a bunker. I don't even care if the Formica is stained.
The only thing that I'm really jealous of, and it's even embarrassing to admit it, is that I've battled weight my whole life. Like, I have to fight to get pounds off and to stay somewhat.
Got that friend that just stays skinny?
I mean, my sister is naturally thin, and I don't understand how we came from the same parents and how she got that and I didn't get that. My cousin, who's my best friend, is naturally thin. My other best friend, they're all naturally thin.
Everybody around you.
Everyone around me. And then there's me. But you're funny, Anna. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. What are you jealous of? You can call or text.
Jealousy is a strange thing. It's a feeling that you have that you feel guilty for having it because you know you shouldn't be jealous of other people, but it's a natural reaction, and every psychologist will tell you, you get jealous.
Sure, of course. Like you said, human feeling, right? It's going to well up from somewhere inside of you. You can't really control it.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Psychologists actually even say this.
Psychologists agree that jealousy is a universal emotion, and it's even found in species other than humans.
It's true. Did you ever notice? Like, Raven, you always talk about your dogs being jealous of each other.
I'm telling you, I had to bring in a specialist, man. It was a whole thing. Now one of them's jealous that I'm married to my wife.
Right.
True story.
So the top five things that people are jealous of is career, happiness, social skills, intelligence, and wealth. But sometimes you're jealous of things that, well, are a little bit different. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What are you jealous of?
I'm jealous of girls. It's socially acceptable for girls and women to have, like, purse. They can put anything in there. They can put in makeup. They can put in phones. They can put their wallets in there. They can put anything they want to carry around. And I have to shove things in my pockets and have unnecessary bulges and bunches all over the place. And, like, I sit on my wallet. My back hurts. Why can't, like, a guy have, like, a satchel or something? I used to have this, like, leather satchel. My friends all called it a man purse or a merch. They made fun of me. It just doesn't seem like this is something, as society, we should still be thinking about.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
I mean, he's really loaded up. Like, you're really upset, man. Listen, you can carry a backpack. Nobody's going to stop you. Also, I was at Michael Kors a short time ago, a couple weeks back. They got merces, man. So if you need a merce or a satchel, it did have a strap.
But his buddies make fun of him every time he wears his man purse.
Well, I get clowned.
Well, it did look like it was bedazzled. It had big logo on it, all that. Right. I mean, it was not a quiet merce.
Mm.
It was a loud merce.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you jealous of?
I'm jealous of people that are naturally lucky. There's this guy that I work with. He's hit pretty big money on the lottery 3 times. He wins office raffles all the time, and he wins radio contests, too. I never win anything.
Yeah.
It's always that guy.
No, I know that feeling. So we have a friend that wins the lottery a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a good guy, and so we're always rooting for him. And he's just frankly smarter than us, he's kind of cracked the code. But I've got a neighbor who won every radio contest for the past 30 years. He's retired now. I didn't know him till I moved into the house, and he's like, oh, yeah, and he named like 3 dozen things. I feel like he cheated.
But even here in the office, like whenever we have like the office parties, mm-hmm. we don't have this year. But in general, it's always like the same two people that win all the stuff. It's so strange.
Right. I mean, I've won one raffle in my life. I've got a friend. He wins every raffle we ever see.
There's some people that are just naturally lucky.
And we hate them together. Ann Raven, what are you jealous of?
I'm jealous of people who can eat anything and everything and not gain a pound.
Yes, that's a big one, of course. Yeah, it's like magic or something. What'd they do that was so special that made them so blessed, huh? What'd they do in a past life?
I don't know. I may have to resort to cut a leg or an arm off to lose some weight. I don't know.
Right. We're going to balance these scales some way.
It's a no judgment zone. What makes you jealous? You can head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.